let's get a bit more on this. We're going to talk now to Sophie Intertveld, who's a Dutch MEP. Sophie, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. So David Davis here says that it should be the first priority item on the agenda, this whole issue of what happens to EU citizens in the UK and vice versa. Do you feel it should be the top of the agenda?
Well, it's extremely urgent because people are very anxious. They are facing huge insecurity. They don't know what will happen to them. And this is about almost 3 million people living in the UK and 1.5 million British citizens living in the European Union who don't know what will happen to their families, to their homes, to their jobs, their businesses. We were inundated with mail messages by citizens who described their situation, and it is heartbreaking. And I don't understand why political leaders on both sides, but certainly in the UK, why they don't make every effort possible to give people clarity, to give them certainty, so that they know where they stand at least.
Well, obviously they say it's part of a negotiation, and you can't give away stuff in a negotiation. You've got to start dealing.
First of all, this is not about this is about people. This is about all in all 4.5 million people and their families. Okay. And their lives are at stake. Their families, their homes, and everything. But this is not only about negotiations. This is also about the way people are being treated now. When we look at the situation of EU citizens in the UK, many of them are certainly not going to wait for the day of the actual Brexit to know what will happen to them. They want to secure their situation now. Some of these people have been living in the UK for decades. They are rooted there. They build their lives there. So what they do is they apply for a permanent residence, and then they find that they're in the twilight zone in a ridiculous bureaucratic procedure where they find that the authorities are anything but helpful, in some cases even hostile, where every effort should be made to help these people. There is apparently a rejection rate of the requests or the applications for permanent residence of 30%. And in many cases that I came across, it's for bureaucratic reasons. It's not because people have done something wrong. I mean, their only crime is choosing to live in the UK because they like the country, they like the people, they may have fallen in love. And they were living there in good faith, believing that their future was secure, that they fulfilled all the criteria, and all of a sudden they're being treated almost like undesirable aliens. That's not necessary.
What do you see as the most likely outcome then? Do you think it's possible that we will kind of just freeze the situation and whoever is where they are will just be allowed to carry on as they were?
Well, I think, again, you cannot preempt the negotiations. I would personally strongly advocate that on both sides of the negotiations, that guarantees are included for all citizens, EU citizens in the UK and UK citizens abroad. But even until the negotiations, I mean, if the applications for permanent residence were to be treated in a reasonable manner, no excessive bureaucracy, look really.
So are you saying Britain is not being reasonable on this then?
From all the examples that I have seen, the authorities are, as I said, at the very best, they are not helpful. For example, somebody who's been living in the UK for 47 years, who was asked to submit a list of every single time he traveled abroad. I mean, is that reasonable? I don't think so. There are also some requirements which, according to the European Commission already 5 years ago, are not in line with EU law. That should be treated with the highest priority to see if that is indeed true, and then the UK should actually adjust the criteria. But try and help. I mean, these people have been a very valuable member of the UK society for years, for decades. Treat them with decency, and that means really take a close look at their files and do everything possible that even under the current rules you know, they can stay and their families are safe.
But is it that kind of complaint that you are voicing there? Is that what's behind these reports that actually other EU countries are not minded to be very generous towards Brits abroad at all?
Well, listen, I cannot, I mean, I read the report as well. I cannot look inside the heads of 27 or 28 governments. But, I mean, I think it would be only human if the 27 other governments who see how their citizens are being treated in the UK, that they're not, you know, at the very best, not going to be very favourably disposed to UK citizens. And I think this is all very unfortunate because we are talking here about people who've been acting in good faith. There is no reason to penalise them. And I also think because in the European Parliament we have come together with a kind of cross-party group, everybody's on board. We have put it on the agenda of the European Parliament. There is going to be a hearing in March. We'll have a debate in the plenary session, also probably early March. We are putting pressure on the European Commission to investigate if the whole procedure that the UK authorities are now imposing on these people, whether they are justified. We're going to do the same, incidentally, for UK citizens in other countries because, you know, we get complaints from them. I mean, not quite as many, but still. So we've put this very high on the agenda of the European Parliament, and of course, we're going to look at the negotiations, but that should not be an excuse for not treating the applications of these people with all the required decency, flexibility and, reasonableness.
Sophie, thank you very much. Sophie Innetveld there, who's a Dutch MEP.